When global bureaucrats gather, the government spending authority runs out at the end of the month, and costing more to quit being an American. I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Tuesday, September the 2nd. First, this short week's calendar. After Tuesday's report on the ISM Manufacturing Index, we'll be looking at Thursday's European Central Bank action, a possible interest rate decision, and a press conference by Mario Draghi, the European Central Bank president. The key jobs report, the August employment numbers, comes out for the U.S. on Friday. The consensus estimate is for the report to show an increase of 225,000 jobs. Both Goldman Sachs and Merrill Lynch are among those expecting the unemployment rate to fall from 6.2% to 6.1%. President Obama visits Estonia, and then he'll attend a NATO summit in Wales later this week, and he is reported to be joined by Secretary of State John Kerry and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel for the NATO summit. There's always a risk of some boneheaded move when these multinational summits convene. At a summit this weekend of European Union leaders, talk has centered on upping the sanctions on Russia. A package of sanctions under discussion, according to a Reuters report, centers on forbidding Europeans from buying Russian government bonds. So the bureaucrats of a continent dependent on Russian energy think that they can cut Russia off from the bond market, but it believes that the natural gas will somehow continue to flow. Just to shine a spotlight on the foolhardiness of these proposals, let me put it this way. Among the proposals is a restriction on the sale of equipment and technology in the natural gas exploration and production process. So, you shut off the tools and the means of energy production, you cut off the flow of equipment to the world's largest exporter of natural gas and second largest exporter of oil, and watch the lights of Europe slowly dim. Keep a close eye on these meetings. In Washington news, Congress is still away until next week. By the way, it is September now, and the fiscal year ends at the end of this month. So while the statutory debt ceiling was suspended earlier this year until March 15th of 2015, the government spending authority runs out on September 30th, at the end of this fiscal year. So the question about the national government's spending addiction and borrowing limit will play a part in the political debate throughout this month. Republican leadership wants to simply pass a continuing resolution, kicking any debate about spending down the road until December. Their objective, of course, is to get any serious debate deferred until after the November election. They believe they have Obama on the ropes now. They expect that the elections will go their way as a result, and they don't want the subject changed, at least until after all the votes are counted. In fact, some Republicans would like a spending resolution to see them through January, when the new Congress, as they presume with both houses controlled by Republicans, is sworn in. Well, it costs more to give up your American citizenship now. A writer at Forbes says that it's not exactly Ellis Island in reverse, but a record number of Americans are renouncing their citizenship. The number was up 221% last year. And so now the State Department has decided to charge more to allow you to do so. It has raised the fee that it charges from $450 to $2,350 to give up your American citizenship. Extra workload and demand for the services at State Department, you know. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for the new short week. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.